This is The Point with Bill Crawford on Talk Radio WCZN. A compassionate, conservative, reasoned voice. Not just for today's headlines, but for issues that matter to you. Perspective from a distinguished career of service in the U.S. Army. Courage from hours in the pilot seat of a military helicopter in war and in peace. Knowledge of cultures from around the world. Experience from a lifetime of service to America. What matters to you, from the dinner table to the halls of power? Conservative, compassionate, reason. That's The Point.
Welcome, fellow Alabama friends, citizens, and patriots, one and all. This is The Point with Bill Crawford, and that's me. And also alongside is producer extraordinaire, Brian Temple. Brian, how you doing today?
It's a great day. Got a haircut, looking right, feeling tight. It's going to be a nice day.
It's always a good day when you get a haircut. That's one of life's simple pleasures, you know?
Yeah, and I'm surprised how much better I feel after getting a haircut.
You still go to All-Star Barber?
Well, when I can. I don't want to feel like I'm cheating on my regular barber shop, which Jason, Sherry, and all my other friends there. But I was in a different part of town. I only had 10 minutes. And I figure whatever happens, they could fix it next time.
There you go. Well, hey, I used to go to those guys myself. Good people. And we are here with you today. We got a couple of interesting guests. Firstly, we're going to have later on Mr. Skip Vaughn on our Redstone Rocket Report. Always like having Skip on the show. He tells us what's going on out on the arsenal. And our second guest is going to be State Senator candidate John Roberts, who will join me in studio. And John's a real smart guy. Look forward to hearing what he has to say. But I'll tell you what I want to start talking about today. I was, had a little political discussion with some of my folks over my recent vacation. By the way, I picked a good week last week to go to Panama City Beach, Florida. This week, Tropical Storm Bertha is down there. And right now, I checked, it's double red flags. So if you're going to Panama City Beach this week, don't. And when you have double red flags, if you even stick one little toe in the water and there's a policeman there, it's a $500 fine. So, but while I was on vacation, I was having some political discussions, nothing harsh or bitter between folks, but it made me think about how this day in our country, how polarized we are when it comes to political issues. It seems like there is no right and there is no wrong, and it seems like that sometimes no matter what a person says, there can be no agreement with it. They just say, no, that's not the case. And I was wondering about that, and I said, you know, is there some sort of term that might describe this behavior that has developed in America? And this, by the way, this sword cuts both ways. This is not a Republican versus Democrat or Democrat versus Republican. This is both political parties are doing this right now. So what am I talking about? Essentially, what I'm talking about is no matter what one party or the other says, there can be no agreement with it. And there are some terms that actually describe that. There's six of them. One is negative attribution bias. And that is a condition or a mentality where a person's actions are interpreted in the worst possible way. In other words, no matter what one person or political person, by the way, is political party in this little discussion, and it's both of them, but no matter what one person says, the other person says something's wrong. Bad motives, poor judgment. Point number two is called confirmation bias, and that is a mentality where someone has concluded ahead of time that somebody's wrong, no matter what they do and no matter what they say. If somebody is being generous, they may say, well, they have an ulterior motive. That's called confirmation bias. Another one is hostile attribution bias, and that's a tendency to perceive some's actions as hostile or malicious, even when they are neutral or well-intentioned. This is a common psychological trait. It's been studied for years. And the other one is splitting, also called black and white thinking. What that is that's a mechanism of thought where people tend to lump folks together and they say, if you're with this group, everything you do is bad, or if you're with this group, everything you do is good. Sound familiar? Sounds like what's going on nowadays.
I don't know anyone like that.
Oh, really?
Really.
Is my producer lying to me?
No.
Just
a heavy dose of sarcasm.
No kidding. What about cognitive rigidity? And that is, no matter what somebody says to you, and again, this is not me being more of a conservative thinker, criticizing the left, or it's both ways. And conservative or cognitive rigidity, excuse me, is when a person won't change their mind no matter what the facts, no matter what you present them. They say, nope, that's not true. No truth to it at all. I don't care what you say. And the other one is just a prejudice. And that, I think, is one of the big ones that exists between both of our political parties. And essentially what that means is somebody has developed such a dislike or a disdain for a person or a principle that they just automatically dismiss anything that person or political party has to say. And that, to me, is what's going on in this country right now. It's happening in politics. It's happening in personal relationships where, unfortunately, I see people that I've known all my life, who won't even talk to each other anymore because of political differences, and that they say things just like those ones I described. They won't accept facts. They won't listen to anything. They say, no, if it comes out of this person or that person's mouth, it's wrong because they're just always wrong. And that is hurting our country right now. We've lost the great Ronald Reagan art of the compromise because of the six things that I mentioned, the six, I would have to say, preponderant mentalities that exist in Washington, D.C., and also to a degree in the state of Alabama. It's just not possible for people to listen to each other's opinions. And that's one thing Brian and I try to do on this show, is at least be as balanced as we possibly can be and listen to what everybody has to say and view things from, hopefully an unbiased perspective.
Yeah, exactly right. If you've got some thought and actually want to have a thought exercise about it, we welcome that. I mean, and we will hold the show over and go as long as we need to. But if you're just going to regurgitate talking points from either side, then I really don't have time for you.
Anybody can regurgitate talking points.
Well, yeah. My neighbor's 5-year-old kid can regurgitate talking points, and he does. But and I really worry about how much TV they watch at their house. But I mean, it doesn't take a whole lot. We had parrots at our house. I can get them to say anything. And so, if you want to be smarter than a parrot, think for yourself.
Okay, and think for yourself. A couple of other things that you can do to overcome these biases that I describe is seek information from multiple credible sources. Separate a policy's merits from the person who's presenting it. And you may not like the person who's presenting it or the political party, but look at it objectively, and then ask yourself, what evidence would change my mind about what I'm hearing? And evaluate the action as if the other party had presented it. Maybe you'll look at it in a different way. And also be willing to acknowledge that all political leaders can make good decisions and bad decisions.
I learned something about working at a church that I think applies here. You got to remember, everybody has the best of intentions, but they're still human.
That's right.
And you can't get the human out of it. Although they're trying to do a whole lot with AI, but the AI keeps escaping its bounds. But, I mean, just remember, these people are humans. And there's going to be a whole lot of nuance between different humans about how they feel about different things. Your best source of news is going to be from somebody who doesn't have skin in the game.
There you go. That's one of the entities I want to get my news from is BBC.
Yep.
They don't care. But hey, that's just my little monologue about how things are going today. I thought about it this past week. And the one thing I wish people could do is just somehow get along better, learn to compromise, and separate the policy from the person. And with that, Brian, let's go ahead and take a break.
There's someone we always like talking to, Skip Vaughn over at the Redstone Rocket. We'll have him next on The Point with Bill Crawford.
You're listening to The Point with Bill Crawford on Talk Radio WZZN.
Bill Crawford here for the Regenesis Stem Cell Center, the place to go for golfers' elbow pain. Traditional treatments require significant time away from the golf course and often don't work. Dr. Charles Lee can treat golfers' elbow using platelet-rich plasma extracted from the patient's blood and get you back on the golf course after a two-hour visit. Golfers' elbow can be permanently eliminated for a fixed price of $585. Golf season is here. Enjoy pain-free golf with just one visit to Regenesis.
Take it right to the edge with Donato's Pizza. That's right, with Donato's, they don't waste any space. And if you're going to put 100 slices of pepperoni on a pizza, you need to go edge to edge. And that provolone cheese is smoked and aged in Wisconsin. All of Donato's produce comes from right here in the Tennessee Valley as well. And Donato's is more than just pizza. Check out the subs, calzones, and wings as well. Two locations in the valley to serve you, in Madison on Madison Boulevard and in Huntsville on the South Parkway. Donato's Pizza.
Welcome to Southern Wagyu Steakhouse and Meat Market in Huntsville. From hand-cut premium steaks and chef-crafted Southern favorites to phenomenal made-from-scratch desserts and restaurant-quality meats you can take home, every meal is made with passion and served with genuine Southern hospitality. Join us for lunch or dinner, attend a monthly five-course supper club, or stop by to stock up your grill. You'll see that we deliver excellence from prep to plate. Southern Wagyu Steakhouse and Meat Market, corner of Highway 72 East and Jordan Road. Come taste the difference.
Looking for your next great round of golf? Take the short drive from the Tennessee Valley to the Bear Trace at Tim's Ford in Winchester. This spectacular Jack Nicklaus-designed 18-hole course sits along scenic Tim's Ford Lake, featuring rolling fairways, challenging greens, and lake views that'll make the trip well worth it. Whether you're planning a weekly foursome, a company outing, or just sneaking in around, Bear Trace offers one of the best public golf experiences in the region. Book your tee time today at tnstateparks.com and play the Bear Trace at Tim's Ford.
By now, you know about Eagle Masonry and Insulation, and maybe you know that Eagle also does landscaping and dirt work. But how about after paint work? Shower doors, shelving, and mirrors all taken care of by Eagle, the same Eagle that takes care of all your masonry, insulation, and landscaping needs. Eagle brings the same level of expertise to all these disciplines, and they're ready to provide you with a free quote. The website is the same, insulatewitheagle.com, as is the phone number, 256-755-1556. Give them a call and see what Eagle can do for you. Eagle saves you time. Eagle saves you money.
When a team sticks together, it shows in the way they work and the way they treat you.
We don't just hire great people, they stay. On average, our managers have been with us over 15 years and company-wide turnover is under 3%.
It's a culture built on integrity and heart.
When you call, you get someone who knows your name, understands your business, and is invested in your success.
And that means service you can count on every time.
You've got to experience Toyota-thon at Bill Penny Toyota. They've got the selection with over 700 new Toyotas to choose from. And they've got the extras with Bill Penny perks and a 10-year unlimited warranty. So get on over to Bill Penny Toyota today and experience Toyota-thon. Bill Penny Toyota in Huntsville and online at BillPennyToyota.com. Bill Penny's Toyota 10-year unlimited warranty is valid through the 10th year of ownership. Valid on new vehicles only. See dealer for details.
Introducing the Golfist, Huntsville's newest, nicest, and only multi-location indoor golf venue. Play over 2,000 courses with state-of-the-art simulator technology, perfect for golfers of all skill levels. For a limited time, grab an unlimited membership for just $99 a month. Or book with our grand opening pricing. It's the best value in Huntsville. Check us out at thegolfist.com.
Your home of the Rocket City Trash Pandas is Talk Radio WZZN.
Welcome back, everybody. It's a hot, hot Wednesday here at Huntsville, Alabama, and also on Redstone Arsenal. And that allows me to bring my first guest, our Wednesday guest, every Wednesday that we're here, Skip Vaughn, the editor of the Redstone Rocket. Skip, how are you doing today?
I'm doing well, Bill. How are you doing today?
I couldn't be doing better. I had a week off. I did take a Redstone Rocket to the beach with me and looked it over. I did, really. And glad to be back with you today. So let's just jump right into it. What's hot in the Rocket this week?
All right, man. Our front page today, we did a recap on how the Aviation and Missile Command, also known as AMCOM, how they remembered their teammates who had died within the past year. They had their annual memorial service, and there were 15 individuals who were remembered at that event, which was held July 14th in our Bob Jones Auditorium on Post.
Now, these were just individuals who passed away. They weren't lost in a combat action or anything, were they?
That is correct. People, natural causes, who had died within the past year. But this is a great thing that AMCOM does every year. Of course, I look at the names and see some of the pictures, and I remember those people. Before I moved over to the garrison here on post, I was with the with AMCOM, the Aviation and Missile Command Public Affairs Office. A lot of these people are my contemporaries. So, I mean, it brings back memories. But it's a great thing that they do over at AMCOM every year.
Well, that is a good thing, but that makes me think of, were you with, what was his name, O'Hearn? Was that the PAO over there?
At AMCOM?
Never mind. I shouldn't. It's somebody I don't remember. I'm asking you to recall somebody's name, and I don't remember it myself. That's pretty stupid, isn't it?
Okay. You might be referring to my first boss out here, Dave Harris.
No, not him.
Okay.
So what else? Right, I got to ask you. Well, go ahead. Tell us another big story, and then I've got to talk about your cartoon this week, which really hit home with me.
I totally understand. Another big thing was the Space Development Agency, which, of course, is based right here on Redstone Arsenal. They launched 21 more of these missile warning tactical satellites. And this 21 additions, this makes 63 that are in orbit. Is missile warning, the constellation. And they'll have seven more of these launches planned before the network reaches its full 158 satellites.
Where are these satellites at? Are they over in the Middle East, or are they flying high over our own noggins even as we speak?
The latter. I mean, they're up there in space, and they're providing security defense for this nation.
Well, that's a good thing. And now let me tell you about your little comic this week, because it just struck home with me. And that's, I think it's on the second page, where a captain is talking to a lieutenant and says, you know, today is your first staff meeting and I recommend you not speak. And he said, well, I've got some really good ideas. Well, what that brought back to my mind was when I was in Germany. I was a senior captain in the operations department. I had seven senior sergeants working for me. They were all either master sergeants or sergeants first class. And one of the things that I was in charge of was scheduling aircraft for the whole 20,000 person division. So if somebody wanted an aircraft, they had a request they had to put in. It took a couple of weeks, and then I would get them an aircraft. Well, I was in the meeting with my senior sergeants one day, and this young lieutenant just opened the door and came right in and interrupted our meeting. And I looked at her and I said, Lieutenant, can I help you? And she said, yes, I work for Colonel Knight, and Colonel Knight needs seven Blackhawks tomorrow at this specific location. And I looked at her and I said, well, ma'am, I hate to tell you this, but you have to put in a request at least about a week out. And she said, Colonel Knight does not have a week. He needs these tomorrow. Oh, and I said, well, Lieutenant, let me tell you something. You can go tell Colonel Knight that Captain Crawford said he's got two chances to get those aircraft, and that's Slim and none. And Slim just left town. And she opened, up her little notebook, and she said, "How do I reach this Slim?" And my senior sergeants fell to the ground. They were rolling, laughing, just. And she was going, "Get those men on their feet. This is disrespectful." So finally, I had to go outside and talk to her. But that little lieutenant at the staff meeting, that's what that totally reminded me of. So, okay, I'm through going down memory lane. Tell us a little more about the rocket.
I got you, man. We're preparing for our annual Volksmarsch, which is in German, of course, that's the People's Walk. And so this event is going to be August the 8th here on post at Vincent Park. And this year it's going to end at our new dog park. And so it'll be a great event. We always have a big crowd. You can pick either a 2-mile course or a 3-mile course. And the cost of pre-registration is $7 through August the 5th.
I have been involved back when I was in the arsenal as Captain Crawford. One of my jobs was to be the person who did the registration for the Volksmarsch. So I'm most familiar with that. And plus, having lived in Germany, I've done quite a few Volksmarches, and it's always fun on a base when you come to that, because all the people on that base who have been in Germany, they come out with their lederhosen on and their Volksmarch attire, and it's a sight to see. So now, where is that going to start at once again? What time and what location?
Okay, it's going to be at Vincent Park, right here on post, which is inside the gates of Redstone, of course, right off of Vincent Drive. And so it's going to start in the morning. Let me verify what time in the morning. Our annual Volksmarsch will be I would call it 8 o'clock, 8 a.m. But I'm a verify. But if you wait until the day of the actual event, the price goes up to $10. So right now, if you register before August the 5th, the price is $7.
And one thing I'd like to mention to our listeners out there, if you want to go to the Volksmarsch and you don't normally have access to Redstone Arsenal, do not wait to that day to try to go to the visitor center and get a pass. The visitor center is flooded with people right now. You probably need to go there a couple of days ahead of time and budget an hour or so where you can stand in line and get your access to the base, because the visitor center, I had to go there the other day for some personal business. The place was swamped. It was unbelievable how many people were there. And They need some more people running that thing, but that's neither here nor there. So,
yeah, and I verified the registration that morning opens at 7 a.m., and then the actual walk begins promptly at 8 o'clock in the morning.
What's going to be afterwards? Is there going to be food trucks or anything like that?
Well, they'll have food all over the place. Let me see. It looks like, of course, October German style beer, bratwurst, chips, beverages. They're going to have a Stein hoisting contest too. So there's other stuff going on, but it's a big event. It's always popular.
Oh, it is always popular. And there is an article in the Rocket this week that I just noticed that has my byline on it. How about that? Now, I sent you some information on that. I didn't know you were going to turn it into an article.
Yeah. Well, this is, of course, we're celebrating the 85th anniversary of Redstone Arsenal, our 85th year of existence. And you were kind enough to write an article about what you saw as the top 10 things that have happened at Redstone Arsenal over the past 85 years. And so it was well written, and so I put a headline on it, and we used it as our what we're doing is a series of articles: Redstone Arsenal during the past 85 years, reflecting on 85 years of Redstone Arsenal.
Well, you know, you sent me something on that, and I had just sent you that because I thought, you know, we were talking about the Redstone Arsenal, and you sent me something back, but I didn't notice that you turned it into an article. So, hey, yes. I'm a famous person now. How about that?
Yeah, I think this marks your first byline in the Rocket for, I don't know, 20 years maybe since you retired.
No, I had I wrote a Christmas story for the Rocket one time that won one of the awards. So this is my second byline in the Rocket. How about that?
Congratulations, and thank you for your input.
Well, my goodness. Well, hey, if I would have caught that earlier, that's all we would be talking about today. But we're not going to do that. So, so what's some other cool stuff happening out at Redstone Arsenal?
Okay, well. There's been some time over the past couple of months where we could have filmed an episode of The Birds. I remember that Hitchcock movie with the invasion of the birds.
I do indeed.
Our Gate 9, the guards could tell you all about it. We had an influx of 1,200 cliff swallows. And what they did, they nested out there. And so they make these... mud nest, and so they did their little mud nest around the cooling fan of the ceiling there. They're at Gate 9, and so I mean, what we did, we waited out their nesting season, and then when the fledglings were could fly, we helped them on their way. So we made sure the birds were safe. And we removed them from the area, so we don't have that influx of birds anymore. But I didn't actually see them myself, but I had vision. I'm old enough to remember that Hitchcock movie, and I remember the birds and invading and so forth. So I had mental pictures of that happening there based on ours.
Well, now I got to ask you a question, because removing birds around this place is kind of a controversial topic. It's certainly geese. You just removed them humanely, right? You didn't do what they did.
Oh, yeah. We called in the experts. I mean, people who know about wildlife and so forth. And we made sure that the birds were safe, and we made sure they were strong enough to fly. And then we helped them on their way. And so we don't have that influx like we did, but I mean, you figure 1,200 cliff swallows making mud nests, you kind of have an issue there. But we no longer have that issue at Gate 9.
Well, also, that's not the only thing they're making out there, but it's interesting. I look at the pictures of the mud nest, and that reminds me of growing up in a small town in Tennessee. We would get little things like that on our soffits and around our gutters that were dirt daubers, that were these wasps that build mud nests. And the way we would get rid of them is my grandmother got a long pole, and she would poke at them till they'd go away. So I know that's a pretty interesting story. So what else is happening in the Rocket, or anything from last week that was really worthy of mentioning that we didn't happen to talk about because we weren't here?
Well, I focused on this week's paper. You know,
that's okay.
I go from week to week. But one thing we do want to make sure the community knows about, I don't have that particular article in front of me, but this coming Tuesday, late Tuesday night, we're going to close Gate 9 temporarily, and we'll close it until Wednesday morning, and that's to do some maintenance on Gate 9, our main gate, which is right out road. And during that time, Gate 8 will be open. So that, we want to make sure the community knows about that.
Well, and also, Gate 3 is open. And just one other thing for the community about gates. just to verify something that people, you know, it's kind of bounced back and forth, and that is the Trusted Rider Program is not in effect right now. And what that means, it used to be if you had a valid pass to get into the arsenal and you were in the vehicle, the other people in the vehicle didn't have to have a valid pass. That's not the case anymore. Everybody's got to have one. So
that's correct. That is correct. We are at war, and so security is heightened.
We are at war. And one other thing from the world of sports, I noticed you had a little blurb on the All-Star game. What did you think about that this year, and what kind of memories does that invoke for you?
Well, you know, baseball was my first love. It really was. I remember being a kid growing up in Philadelphia and my dad taking me to Connie Mack Stadium to watch my beloved Philadelphia Phillies. And I remember seeing Willie Mays playing for the San Francisco Giants. But the Midsummer Classic, the All-Star game, has always been special to me, and I always root for the National League team. And this year, I didn't actually watch the game, but I was listening to it, and I was actually writing a softball recap at the time, and I saw that the American League was pulling away, and they ended up winning 4-0, and I was disappointed because I always root for the National League team, but we just didn't have it this year. The American League pitchers were too strong.
Well, actually, I happened to watch that game, and the American League pitchers were unbelievable. In fact, you know, there's 27 outs in a baseball game, and during the All-Star game, 16 of those National League outs were strikeouts. They couldn't put on the ball, man. It was unbelievable. But that's always been something I have enjoyed also was the All-Star game. And I'll tell you my favorite All-Star game memory is when my son was born. My wife and I were in the hospital, and I said, turn the TV on, and lo and behold, the All-Star game was on. And I said, well, this isn't going to be that big a deal. I'll just watch the All-Star game until something happens. Well, things happened real quick, and I didn't get to see a minute of that All-Star game, but that's always one I'll never forget.
I totally understand. Totally understand. But as far as this past week, past couple of weeks, our Fox Army Health Center, their leaders, they want to make sure the community knows all of the warning signs of heat injury, because it's brutally hot out there. That's a news flash. It's very hot. And so Sergeant Major Holly Burke and Sergeant First Class Christopher Castillo, they told this community forum about the three stages of heat injury. You might start with heat cramps, and then it's a little bit worse, heat exhaustion. And then when it gets really severe, it's heat stroke, which can be fatal. And so as a runner, true confessions, I must admit that sometimes I push the envelope a little bit too much, and I get out there on a 90-degree day, and I figure, well, I'll just run a couple of miles. And I have experienced headaches before, and I have felt a little dizzy, and I said, uh-oh, I knew the warning sign, so let me get in the shade, and heaven forbid, let me walk a little and get some liquid. But you don't mess around with heat. Heat can definitely kill you.
Well, the thing about it, Skip, I've actually had a heat injury before, and the thing people have to be aware of is if you don't hydrate yourself and you don't get out of the heat, the next thing you know, you're in trouble, and it's too late by then. So just keep an eye on it, and if you're with somebody else, be a good partner to them. And one of the things, the biggest indicators of a heat injury, and this is what happened to me, is you stop sweating. Your body just decides it can't cool itself anymore, and that's when you need help. So as we get out of here, we're going to talk about your song list, country music classics.
I know you like country music, but
oh, yeah.
I have to admit that this is out of my comfort zone. But my brother Dave said that I needed to explore other types of music, so I figured country.
So is this your actual listing, or is this from the dear old mind of Google or AI?
Well, one of them I actually knew this song, The Green Green Grass of Home.
Yeah.
And so that was at the top of my list. And hopefully the country music experts like you would put it up there too. So that's definitely number one. So that's a class. So would you put that number one?
No, I would. I would put it in the top ten, but my number one would be what I think is universally accepted as the number one country music song of all time, and that is "He Stopped Loving Her Today" by George Jones. That's just a great song. But hey, I walk the line, Ring of Fire, 5 o'clock somewhere. You know, you're the gambler. All these you picked are good. So
good.
No matter how you picked it, you picked some good ones.
Well, thank goodness for Google. My old friend Google.
There you go. And this one coming up right here is A Boy Named Sue.
Now, I don't blame him because he run and hid, but the meanest thing that he ever did was before he left, he went and named me Sue.
A Boy Named Sue. Good one, Brian. That's a good one. Well, hey, thanks for checking in with us this week. We'll check back next week. Always interesting things happening out on the Arsenal. More construction, more than you can shake a stick is happening out there. So we'll take a break, Skip, and enjoyed being with you today and giving us a little country music perspective.
Well, thank you, Bill. We'll talk again next week, man.
Okay. See ya.
My face got hard, bye. My wits got keen. Roam from town to town to hide my shame.
You're listening to The Point with Bill Crawford on Talk Radio WZZN.
Take it right to the edge with Donato's Pizza. That's right, with Donato's, they don't waste any space. And if you're going to put 100 slices of pepperoni on a pizza, you need to go edge to edge. And that provolone cheese is smoked and aged in Wisconsin. All of Donato's produce comes from right here in the Tennessee Valley as well. And Donato's is more than just pizza. Check out the subs, calzones, and wings as well. Two locations in the Valley to serve you, in Madison on Madison Boulevard and in Huntsville on the South Parkway. Donato's Pizza.
This is Bill Crawford, host of The Point on Talk Radio WZZN. I recently had a stem cell procedure on my right knee from Dr. Charles Lee of Regenesis. Stem cells are harvested from your body and readministered back into your body. This approach is painless, quick, and requires no lengthy rehab. My knee feels better already. Regenesis is located at 4025 Pepperwood Circle Southwest, Suite C, Huntsville, Alabama. Call 256-715-8193 or Google their website for more information.
Baumhauer's Restaurant, legendary food and legendary fun. Whether you're craving the freshest seafood from Alabama's Gulf Coast, juicy chicken or char-grilled steaks seared to suck in at perfection, you're craving Baumhauer's Restaurant. Add to that a sports-themed atmosphere and HD flat screens every place you look. For a sneak peek at the menu, go to Baumhauer's.com. Legendary food, legendary fun. Baumhauer's Restaurant.
When you call most roofing companies, all you'll hear is, you need a new roof. Not when you call Fleming. At Fleming Roofing and Restoration, we're focused on your needs, whether it's an easy repair or a full roof replacement. Folks around here trusted Fleming since 1965 for all their residential and commercial roofing needs. And as the area's storm damage experts, Fleming knows all the ins and outs of the insurance claims process. Log on FlemingHSV.com to schedule your free estimate today. Fleming Roofing and Restoration. We show up.
PLG software team brings you Bamboo HR. Bamboo streamlines everything from hiring to offboarding and eliminating manual HR tasks.
With Bamboo, our customers have saved time, stay organized, and keep employees happier with a seamless HR experience.
This is unique to Huntsville and Birmingham, and I urge you to ask about it.
Just ask anyone.
Great food and the best live entertainment is what it's all about at the Furniture Factory Bar and Grill. Head to downtown Huntsville every Tuesday for karaoke on the only outdoor karaoke stage in North Alabama. Thursday night is the Valley's longest running and biggest bike night. Food and drink specials, giveaways, and live music on the patio. And the Furniture Factory menu is fully loaded with options from steaks to salads, plus a whole lot more. Featuring a weekday happy hour that starts at 3, 619 Meridian Street, downtown Huntsville, and online at FurnitureFactoryBarGrill.com.
Hey folks, Arthur Seed, managing partner at University Kia, let you know we are proud supporters of Alabama and Auburn football. Swing by University Kia today and check out our huge selections of brand new Kias, including the spacious Telluride 8-passenger SUV, the slick new K5, the sporty Kia Seltos. We've got perfect cars for every lifestyle and budget. Visit UniversityKia.com to view all our amazing offers and get pre-approved amenities. Because we want to see you in a Kia. Roll Tide, War Eagle.
Your Fox 54 update.
I'm Chief Meteorologist Jordan Dressman. A partly sunny to mostly cloudy sky this afternoon. Temperatures climbing into the upper 80s and lower 90s. A passing shower might also be possible. We drop into the lower 70s as we head into the overnight. More cloud cover again for your Thursday. We are going to be a little bit cooler on Thursday afternoon. Temperatures only climbing into the mid and upper 80s.
Your Fox 54 forecast. Only on Talk Radio WZZN.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Talk Radio WZZN, and this is The Point with Bill Crawford and producer Brian Temple. They just had Skip Vaughn on, and Brian, I had no idea that Skip had published the article I wrote in The Rocket.
Well, how about that?
That just blew me away. I was just looking at it online, and I said, wait, by Bill Crawford? Is that me? And then I realized it was an article I wrote for him. And
well, Skip holds everything to a good high standard, so you should be... very proud of yourself.
I am very proud of myself. That's the second article I've had published in The Rocket, and good to
Bill
have...
Bill Crawford, published author.
Published author. And a couple of things today. I always like to... By the way, today is National Summer Leisure Day, so hope you're going to be able to enjoy that somehow, because it is a good kind of day to be leisurely on a hot summer afternoon.
Ollie the Wonder Dog has a head start on that.
Yeah. And
when I left, she was in the air-conditioned bedroom with a fan blowing on her and just sprawled out asleep on the bed.
Sometimes...
And she'll be there when I get home.
You know, sometimes I wonder if you say, okay, if you could be reincarnated, what would you like to come back as? And I think a beloved pet would be a good choice of mine.
I would come back as my wife's dog, whatever that is.
Yeah.
Because when my wife gets a pet, they have won some sort of universal lottery because they get spoiled. I have yet to have a dog that the vet didn't say use the word obese and just healthy except chunky. And so I want to come back as any one of my wife's pets.
Yeah, that would not be a bad thing to have happen. And it wouldn't be a bad thing to come back as Winston the Dachshund either. But a couple of things I always like to look back on what happened on this day in American history. And one of the most famous trials in American history was really started on this day. And that was the murder trial of Orenthal James Simpson. And today was the day back in 1994 when old O.J. stood up and said, I am absolutely 100% not guilty. And even though everybody in America, even to this day, believes that he was guilty, somehow he got acquitted of that crime. And my question has always been, if O.J. didn't do it, who did? And of course, the joke is he went, while he was still alive, he went to every golf course in America to find that killer, and he couldn't do it. So, but this was the day when O.J. declared that he was not guilty, and when he assembled his dream team of attorneys, somehow they made that admission of his stick. Also, one thing that happened today, let's stick with the theme of notorious outlaws. I know many Americans have heard of John Dillinger. He's been the subject of many books, many movies, many shows. He was absolutely a bad guy, sort of. He robbed banks. He didn't really kill people. And actually, when he would rob a bank, he would stop and throw some of the money out to the people there, giving them back their money. So he was sort of viewed as a Robin Hood type of character during his time. And it was on this day where John Dillinger was betrayed by the infamous Lady in Red, who told the police that she was going to be going to a movie with him and they could identify him because she would be standing right beside him in a bright red dress. And that is exactly what happened. And when they identified him, I think what Brian said the other day was ready, fire, aim. That's what they did to John Dillinger, ready, fire, aim. And he was gone. And at the time, he was the first public enemy number one in America.
The Biograph Theater in Chicago.
Is that where it was?
That's where it was.
Yeah. And yeah, exactly right. The Biograph Theater in Chicago. He was only 31 years old, and he was a bad guy, and he was gone. So those were two pretty famous things that happened on this day in American history. And we're going to come back in a minute, and we're going to wrap up this hour in American history. And we'll be back later on with State Senator candidate John Roberts.
You're listening to The Point with Bill Crawford on Talk Radio WZZN.
Bill Crawford here for the Regenesis Stem Cell Center, the place to go for golfers' elbow pain. Traditional treatments require significant time away from the golf course and often don't work. Dr. Charles Lee can treat golfers' elbow using platelet-rich plasma extracted from the patient's blood and get you back on the golf course after a two-hour visit. Golfers' elbow can be permanently eliminated for a fixed price of $585. Golf season is here. Enjoy pain-free golf with just one visit to Regenesis.
Take it right to the edge with Donato's Pizza. That's right, with Donato's, they don't waste any space. And if you're going to put 100 slices of pepperoni on a pizza, you need to go edge to edge. And that provolone cheese is smoked and aged in Wisconsin. All of Donato's produce comes from right here in the Tennessee Valley as well. And Donato's is more than just pizza. Check out the subs, calzones, and wings as well. Two locations in the valley to serve you, in Madison on Madison Boulevard and in Huntsville on the South Parkway. Donato's Pizza.
Eagle Masonry and Insulation. It's right there in the name. Eagle is your one-stop shop for block, stone, or brickwork, monument signs, and outdoor kitchens and fireplaces. Eagle also offers the finest craftsmanship and insulation, including fiberglass or spray foam insulation, and of course, insulation removal. Philip Love and his team have years of experience bringing the region the best in masonry and insulation services. For more information and a quote, visit insulatewitheagle.com or call 256-755-1556. Eagle saves you time. Eagle saves you money.
At the Huntsville Sports Commission, we do sports. The Rocket City is your destination for world-class sports in North Alabama. The Huntsville Sports Commission brings elite tournaments, championships, and other exciting athletic events to our city. From youth leagues to national championships, we're driving tourism, boosting local business, and building a stronger, more active community. When you team up with us, we'll worry about the details so you don't have to. We do sports.
This is Jen with The Haven, a private event space located downtown Huntsville. If you haven't been before, this is the perfect spot for your event. Whether it's Christmas, the holidays, birthdays, weddings, rehearsal dinners, you name it, I can provide that perfect event for you. We tailor everything just for your needs, from food to flowers to the band to drinks. You name it, we've got it. The Haven, located at Meridian Crossings, downtown Huntsville.
Welcome to Southern Wagyu Steakhouse and Meat Market in Huntsville. From hand-cut premium steaks and chef-crafted Southern favorites to phenomenal made-from-scratch desserts and restaurant-quality meats you can take home, every meal is made with passion and served with genuine Southern hospitality. Join us for lunch or dinner, attend a monthly five-course supper club, or stop by to stock up your grill. You'll see that we deliver excellence from prep to plate. Southern Wagyu Steakhouse and Meat Market, corner of Highway 72 East and Jordan Road. Come taste the difference.
When you call most roofing companies, all you'll hear is, you need a new roof. Not when you call Fleming. At Fleming Roofing and Restoration, we're focused on your needs, whether it's an easy repair or a full roof replacement. Folks around here have trusted Fleming since 1965 for all their residential and commercial roofing needs. And as the area's storm damage experts, Fleming knows all the ins and outs of the insurance claims process. Log on FlemingHSV.com to schedule your free estimate today. Fleming Roofing and Restoration. We show up.
This summer, we make HVAC history as Sensegreen Heating, Cooling, and Insulation celebrates our country's 250th birthday. Happy birthday, America! In honor of crossing the Delaware River and kicking Cornwallis out of Yorktown, Sensegreen now offers $1,776 off new HVAC systems. Give me liberty and a new HVAC smart system this summer at Sensegreen with Bryant. Whatever it takes, just like our founding fathers. USA! USA! USA!
Alabama license number 12705, flash 52808.
Your home of the Rocket City Trash Pandas is Talk Radio WZZN.
He's still a soldier. His blood runs red, white, and blue.
Welcome back, everybody. Time to wrap up this first hour of The Point with Bill Crawford. As always on Wednesdays, we had the editor of the Red Zone Rocket, Skip Vaughn, to tell us
what...
What's that?
No, I want a cheeseburger.
I do, too. Let's go get one.
That sounds great.
Let's just hang it up and go. But we had Skip on with us on Wednesdays just to talk about what's happening on the Arsenal. And I know a lot of you guys and gals listening out there can't get out there to see, but this is becoming one of the major military bases, not troop-wise, but importance-wise, in the United States of America. There is so much happening out there and so many important commands and important aspects that are moving in, and we like for Skip to keep us on top of everything. He did mention that there is a Volksmarch going on, and if you've never done a Volksmarch, it's worth it. Go out there, sign up. Walk around for a couple of miles, you get a little medal that says you did it, and then you stick around and have some good food and fellowship. So go see the Volksmarch out on Redstone Arsenal. I know back Captain Crawford used to be the one that signed those people up, and it's been a popular event ever since. So looking forward to that when it comes up, and also I'm looking forward to our next guest who will be with us shortly. Probably about a quarter after the hour, that's State Senator candidate John Roberts, a real smart man who's going to tell us about things like I-65, Northern Bypass, the Mazda manufacturing and Toyota plant, and all that stuff that's going on. So we'll go ahead and stop now and come back at the end of the hour.
And we'll get an update from get your Fox Business Report. And check in with 1819 News for what's going on around the state. That's all coming up. And we'll be back in a moment with The Point with Bill Crawford.
This is Talk Radio, WZZN.
Hey golfers, Huntsville has a new place to play golf. The newest, nicest, and only multi-location indoor golf venue in Huntsville is The Golfus. For a limited time, you can grab an unlimited membership for just $99 a month. That's right, play every day for just $99 a month. Check it out. All the details are on thegolfus.com. That's The Golfus. Two locations in Huntsville and coming soon to Madison.
Your Rocket City Trash Pandas are back home July 21st through the 26th. Promotions include an adult jersey giveaway on the 22nd, a beverage belt giveaway on the 23rd, and Pirate and Princess Night on the 24th. Get your tickets and learn more about our weekly promos by visiting tptix.com. That's tptix.com.
HD 97.7.2 WZZN-FM Union Grove, Huntsville, Alabama. Talk Radio WZZN.
I'm Stuart Varney, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Stocks are mixed in afternoon trading as tech stocks struggle for direction as investors look ahead to the first major big tech earnings reports to gauge the sustainability of the AI-driven market rally. Alphabet, the first of the so-called Mag 7 megacap tech stocks, will be reporting after the bell today for fresh evidence that these companies' multi-billion dollar investments in AI are paying off. And Tesla already reported growth in autos and energy sales for the second quarter, setting it up for strong results when it releases its earnings after the bell today. Shares of Supermicro Computer are surging 24% after the AI server projected fourth quarter gross margins much higher than originally forecast. And shares of AT&T are up 2%, the telecom giant reporting upbeat earnings for the recent quarter with its revenue driven by growth in postpaid phone and internet services. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Hillary Barsky, invested in you.
Most investments today feel like second jobs. Real estate? You're a landlord. Stocks? You're a day trader. Crypto? You're a full-time researcher. You've got a life to live. Your investment should help you live it. That's why more Americans are choosing gold. Noble Gold has helped thousands protect their future with real physical gold. Visit NobleGoldInvestments.com to get your free wealth protection kit. That's NobleGoldInvestments.com.
Past performance may not be indicative of future results. Investing in precious metals, including gold, involves risks. Consult with your tax attorney or financial professional before making an investment decision.
This is Talk Radio, WZZN.
1819 News.
U.S. Senator Tommy Tuberville is joining others in Congress who have been expressing concern about the condition of U.S. Senator Mitch McConnell. Tuberville had a luncheon in D.C. this week and said that the senators have not been given any more information on McConnell's health condition, even though McConnell has been hospitalized and away from the Senate for over a month now. Tuberville says something needs to be done, since the absence of McConnell will endanger the slim margin of votes that Republicans have over Democrats and will thus affect their ability to pass any legislation. McConnell recently posted a picture of him and his wife, claiming that he has been hospitalized for over a month due to a fall where he didn't break any bones or suffer a concussion. McConnell also stated that he hasn't had a heart attack or stroke, but only a mild case of pneumonia, which still does nothing to explain the reason for a months-long hospitalization. I'll be back with more Alabama stories after this.
Where I was living was not a great place to live anymore. I began to pray for a place to go, praying for all of these things that a nine-year-old would want. I wanted horses, big house with a bunch of people my age. I wanted parents. I wanted a mom and a dad. Before I even prayed it, the Lord had already answered my prayer with the Big Oak Ranch. Who would that nine-year-old be if she never came to the Big Oak Ranch? I would be trying to fight for survival instead of fighting to break a cycle.
Big Oak Ranch, a Christian home for children needing a chance.
Chick-fil-A Restaurants has experienced a data breach. The affected customers are being notified of the breach by way of letters. The breach has to do with the Chick-fil-A website and mobile app. Customer names, email addresses, and payment methods were accessed by these hackers. A woman using a rideshare service from Ozark to Dothan is accusing the driver of sexual assault. Dothan police investigated this incident that occurred back in June. Edward Guevara was arrested this week in Huntsville. Guevara has since been transported to the Houston County Jail. I'm Andrea Tice.
For more news affecting Alabamians, go to 1819news.com. And while you're there, subscribe to the daily newsletter.
This is Talk Radio, WZZN.
This summer, we make HVAC history as Sensegreen Heating, Cooling, and Insulation celebrates our country's 250th birthday. Happy birthday, America! In honor of crossing the Delaware River and kicking Cornwallis out of Yorktown, Sensegreen now offers $1,776 off new HVAC systems. Give me liberty and a new HVAC smart system this summer at Sensegreen with Bryant. Whatever it takes, just like our founding fathers. USA! USA! USA!
Alabama license number 12705-52808.
Hey, I'm Bobby White, and we've got the hottest deals on the coolest rides in North Alabama during our summer sales event at Lynn Layton Ford in Decatur. With your good credit, get 0% financing, zero payments for 90 days, zero cost of maintenance for 2 years, and a $1,000 down payment assistance on a huge selection of new Fords. Get up to $10,000 off MSRP on remaining 25 Broncos. $10,000 off. While they last, get up to $7,000 off MSRP on 25 Bronco Sports. $7,000 off. Factory fresh new 26 F-150 STX crew cab started under $41,000, and Lynn Layton Ford will never add any dealer dock fee or ridiculous upcharge. Don't miss out on 0%, zero payments for 90 days, zero cost for maintenance for 2 years, and a $1,000 down payment assistance on a huge selection of new Fords. Hurry to Lynn Layton Ford in the heart of Ford Country, just a mile south of the Beltline in Decatur, or LynnLaytonFord.com.
I'm attorney Gary Lackey. I know your accident is the real thing, and they happen to real people.
I'm attorney Justin Lackey. There's a lot of talk right now about bigger, but when you've had a wreck, is bigger better?
I'm attorney Jennifer Lackey. Do you want to be just a case number?
With offices in Huntsville and Scottsboro, we take the time to help.
The Lackey Law Firm. The Lackey Law Family. 1-800-4-RIGHTS.
No representation is made that the quality of the legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
You want the right specialist for your recovery. At SportsMed Orthopedic Surgery and Spine Center, we understand every body is different. Your muscles and bones are unique, as is your body. Our SportsMed specialists offer innovative treatments and minimally invasive procedures, allowing you to quickly return to the life you love. Locations in Huntsville, Madison, Athens, and Decatur, and on the web at SportsMedAlabama.com. Improving performance, improving lives.
Your Fox 54 update.
I'm Chief Meteorologist Jordan Dressman. A partly sunny and a mostly cloudy sky this afternoon. Temperatures climbing into the upper 80s and lower 90s. A passing shower might also be possible. We drop into the lower 70s as we head into the overnight. More cloud cover again for your Thursday. We are going to be a little bit cooler on Thursday afternoon. Temperatures only climbing into the mid and upper 80s.
Your Fox 54 forecast. Only on Talk Radio WZZN. This is The Point with Bill Crawford. On Talk Radio WZZN, a compassionate, conservative, reasoned voice. Not just for today's headlines, but for issues that matter to you. Perspective from a distinguished career of service in the U.S. Army. Courage from hours in the pilot seat of a military helicopter in war and in peace. Knowledge of cultures from around the world. Experience from a lifetime of service to America. What matters to you, from the dinner table to the halls of power? Conservative, compassionate, reason. That's The Point.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Talk Radio WZZN. You can give us a shout if you want to at 256-382-0724. We'd love to hear your thoughts on anything and everything, which we have been talking about or what you want to talk about. It's your show. Just give us a call. Brian and I will be glad to see what you have to say. One thing I do want to reiterate, because I just happened to get lucky. I went to Panama City Beach last week. And if you're planning on going anywhere in that vicinity of what we've lovingly called the Redneck Riviera, you probably ought to get on the phone and either check with your condo or check with friends down there or just check with even the state police and see what's going on. Because the last time I looked, which was this morning, the beaches are closed. They have double red flags, and there is a $500 penalty if you go into the ocean. And Tropical Storm Bertha is wreaking havoc down there, and it's going to continue to do so for a while. Not a lot of damage expected, but also not the best time to go to the beach. So,
you know, anything or anyone named Bertha, I'm going to listen and respect.
I used to have a driver, a Callaway Club called Big Bertha.
Yep.
And you better respect that thing.
And she was serious, wasn't she?
She was serious, and she would send the golf ball. Actually, I still have a three-wood Big Bertha, and it sends the golf ball a long, long way, or at least for me it does.
There you go.
And so keep an eye on the beach if you're planning on going to the beach. Not a good time to go to the Redneck Riviera. A couple of other items of news that I thought were worthy of mention. And one is what's happening with the Patriot missile. For those who do not know, the Patriot missile is pretty much the brains of the manufacturing of this missile are right out there on Redstone Arsenal. And the Patriot missile is an air defense weapon. It intercepts other missiles, and it does a very good job of it. Actually, what the Patriot does is some air defense systems just do kind of a big sky little bullet, and they get close to a missile coming in, and they explode and hopefully knock it off its course. The Patriot, however, is what we call a bullet on a bullet. It actually hits the other missile, and the Ukraine, our allies over in the Middle East, everybody wants these because they are absolutely so effective. And our country is responding to that request. Since the year 2000, we have actually constructed over 6,000 Patriot missiles. Last year, the construction of these missiles went from 400 to 650, and this year it's going to go to 850. And those are the kind of things that make our country very popular and very viable, and they are going to be key to the defense and the success we have in any wars that may come up in the future. I happen to know this because my son commanded a Patriot battery over there in the pond, over where the bad guys are. Another thing, speaking of stuff up in the sky, tomorrow night, July 23rd, at the Back 40 Beer Country from 6 to 9 p.m., they're going to have some pop-up telescopes out there where you can look at the sky. You can look at the moon. You can look at planets. You can look at the stars. Or you can go inside and look at the menu and have yourself a nice, refreshing adult beverage and some pretty good food. But that's going to be at the Back 40 tomorrow night. I don't think I will make it out there because I'm not really a telescopy kind of guy, but I bet a lot of people will. I also noticed in the news that there was a guy who I've seen these two movies. I had no idea he was from Birmingham, Alabama, but his name was Charles Gaines, and he wrote two Arnold Schwarzenegger movies. One was Stay Hungry, and the other one was Pumping Iron. These were both movies about Arnold Schwarzenegger and his bodybuilding career. And those movies, I know when I was in college, they were very popular, and it sent a lot of people, including me, into the weight room to try to see if we could sort of halfway create ourselves into either a Arnold, a Lou Ferrigno, or even a Franco Colombo. And that's when we were all hanging out on the Nautilus machines, and that's Charles Gaines brought that to us. And one other thing he did that I'm sure a lot of our listeners have enjoyed this over the years is he invented paintball. And I have never played paintball, but a lot of people have. You ever play paintball, Brian? Is that one of the things?
Yes, I have, and it's amazing.
Is it fun?
Yes, a whole lot. Now, one of the things we had, we went with a group of younger people, and I may or may not have set up a sniper post. But the other time we went, and it was a hayride, and they had what you did on the hayride is you had paintball weapons, and you would shoot the zombies on the hayride as you go through.
That sounds like a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Well, hey,
I was told I was really good at the double tap.
Well, hey, let's take a bit of an early break. Our guest is
I mean, you need to get some oxygen, too. We're going to take a break here on The Point with Bill Crawford. Let Bill catch his breath and get our next ghost guest, John Roberts, here on The Point with Bill Crawford. See you in a minute.
You're listening to The Point with Bill Crawford on Talk Radio WZZN.
Take it right to the edge with Donato's Pizza. That's right, with Donato's, they don't waste any space. And if you're going to put 100 slices of pepperoni on a pizza, you need to go edge to edge. And that provolone cheese is smoked and aged in Wisconsin. All of Donato's produce comes from right here in the Tennessee Valley as well. And Donato's is more than just pizza. Check out the subs, calzones, and wings as well. Two locations in the Valley to serve you, in Madison on Madison Boulevard and in Huntsville on the South Parkway. Donato's Pizza.
This is Bill Crawford, host of The Point on Talk Radio WZZN. I recently had a stem cell procedure on my right knee from Dr. Charles Lee of Regenesis. Stem cells are harvested from your body and readministered back into your body. This approach is painless, quick, and requires no lengthy rehab. My knee feels better already. Regenesis is located at 4025 Pepperwood Circle Southwest, Suite C, Huntsville, Alabama. Call 256-715-8193 or Google their website for more information.
Wasp Asset Software, delivered by our Next Level software team, helps you track every asset with ease, giving you total visibility over your tools, equipment, and IT assets from everywhere.
With WASP, our customers have reduced loss, improved accountability, and saved hours of tracking down what they own and where it is.
This is proven technology, and I urge you to ask about it.
AL Cert number 21014.
Welcome in to the hottest and coolest game show around called The Freeze. Today's contestant, Bob. Bob, can you tell me the heating and air business that provides free service with repair?
Is it Talent Heating and Air Conditioning?
Can you tell me which heating and air business provides free second opinions?
Talent Heating and Air Conditioning.
You are our grand prize winner. You have won a visit from the number one heating and air business in the Tennessee Valley.
Talent Heating and Air Conditioning?
That's right. Talent Heating and Air is coming to you.
This is Thomas with Talent Heating and Air Conditioning, and you don't have to win a game show to use us. We have free second opinions year-round, and this summer we're doing free service calls with a repair. So just remember, call Talent Heating and Air Conditioning at 256-503-4490. Or visit us on our website at talenthvac.com.
Baumhauer's Restaurant, legendary food and legendary fun. Whether you're craving the freshest seafood from Alabama's Gulf Coast, juicy chicken or char-grilled steaks seared to suck in at perfection, you're craving Baumhauer's Restaurant. Add to that a sports-themed atmosphere and HD flat screens every place you look. For a sneak peek at the menu, go to baumhauers.com. Legendary food, legendary fun. Baumhauer's Restaurant.
Hello, listeners. I want to tell you a little bit about Minuteman Press and what we have to offer our community. We specialize in paper printing and can help from designing your piece to the finished product. We print media guides for many of the athletic departments at high schools and universities around the area. We typically purchase sponsorships from these schools as well to try and help them with their fundraising. Once we have reached our new normal, we also print all types of marketing materials free to hand out either in person, via mail, or at various trade shows and events. At Minuteman Press, we're not just putting ink on paper, we're building relationships.
The company is Eagle Masonry and Insulation, but did you know they're also Eagle Landscaping and Dirtwork? Eagle can take care of all your landscaping needs, including irrigation, sod work, and planting, both plants and trees. On the dirt work side, Eagle can grade and build your pads, haul dirt in or out, and even do erosion control. Philip Love and his team can do it all for you. The website is the same, insulatewitheagle.com, as is the phone number, 256-755-1556. Give them a call and see what Eagle can do for you. Eagle saves you time. Eagle saves you money.
Your home of the Rocket City Trash Pandas is Talk Radio WZZN.
Welcome back, everybody. This is The Point with Bill Crawford, and that's me, Bill Crawford, along with producer Brian Temple. And we have one of our favorite in-studio guests who's back with us, I think. It's your third time, right?
Third time,
and that is the voice of John Roberts, who is running for the state senate here in Alabama. And
don't be shy with that mic. Go up there. The only one we have electricity going through is Bill's.
We're good now, aren't we?
Yeah, we're good.
All right.
And the last time, John, you and I talked, there was you didn't have opposition in the primary, so you just sailed right through that.
Sure.
Pretty easy to sail through something when your name's not on the ballot. You know, you're going to be automatically going to the next level. So how is everything going now? What are your thoughts about the campaign at this juncture?
Well, I feel like I'm back for a third time. Do I get like a gold jacket for a third appearance?
No, but I will give you a business card and a bottle of water. How about that?
Hey, that's the next best thing I could get, so thank you.
And you can be now officially called preferred guest status.
Okay, so, I'll take that status.
Yeah, take that status. Take it and run with it.
So. Sure. Well, speaking of running, we're out running hard now. We've obviously pivoted from the primary election season. There's obviously a lot of races across the state that people are paying attention to. Ours was not one of them. Like you said, we were unopposed, but now we are opposed. We've got a Democratic opponent. And so a lot of what we're doing right now is meeting folks at the door. We're knocking out in the Alabama summer heat, which is not the best time to be out knocking doors, but I've found that people appreciate you when you walk up. You've got a sweat worked up. Asking for their vote, they're a little more eager to give it to you. So we're having fun meeting folks on the door and just listening to the concerns of the folks of Senate District 2.
Well, speaking of which, just because I think it's important that people know who they're voting for. Define your district. Is it geographically defined?
Yes. So we basically start about UAH and go west there from that point. Get all of Cummings Research Park. About 95% of the city of Madison is in the district. Then up north through Harvest, Monrovia, and then we get over into Limestone County. We got about 10% of limestone in the district. So it's a pretty compact district. A lot of various interests. You've got the rural parts of both the counties. You've got Research Park, which is the most innovative part in the entire state of Alabama. You've got City of Madison, City of Huntsville. So you've got a lot of really awesome assets and a lot of great communities to go in there and try to represent in Montgomery.
That is a pretty important district without a doubt. But let's go hop in the DeLorean and go backwards just a little bit for what I should have done to start this out. Tell our listeners a little bit about yourself.
Yeah, absolutely. Glad to, Bill. So live here in Huntsville with my wife, Madison, and our two boys. One will be 4 years old next month, and then got a 10-month-old. So we are...
Oh, your hands are full.
Man, we're in the thick of it in the best way and having a lot of fun. And it's been real fun bringing our oldest out on some of the campaign stops. He's starting to get a little more involved, and he certainly gets more votes than I can out there with his
smile. Now, 10-month-old, is he? He's not walking yet.
No, he's just now starting to crawl and do all that fun. So we're baby-proofing the house. So we're in the thick of it on that side of the family, but grew up over in Hartsville, went to Alabama during that time, worked for Senator Shelby, Senator Sessions, Mayor Battle. So that was where I really caught the political bug and working in those offices and saw how the inner workings of politics go and said, hey, one day if the opportunity presents itself, that's something I may want to be a part of. And stayed involved in the political process, worked for the Home Builders Association. I know we talked about that previously, yeah. Bill. I'm doing workforce development where I helped start up something called the North Alabama Home Building Academy. Then worked for the chamber doing economic development. So in that process, I did a lot of the business recruitment, retention of existing companies and new companies, helping them locate here to Huntsville, grow the economy, create great jobs. And then now I work for Freedom Real Estate and Capital. It's a real estate development firm. We do industrial and office development. We do brokerage, property management, construction, all the fun stuff, and a sister company of Torch Technologies, which a lot of people know here in town.
Well, let me ask you this. I'll tell you, firstly, my little one and only encounter with Richard Shelby, that was when I worked, like you did, for the Home Builders Association mm-hmm. in Birmingham, and I had actually coordinated an editorial for the Birmingham News for a housing policy that went a little contrary to something Richard Shelby wanted to do, and we went up to D.C. to play that game, and I was talking to the senator, and Richard Shelby, for those who don't know, he's a pretty big man, pretty intimidating cat, and he shook my hand and smiled at me, kind of like maybe an executioner would smile at a convict before they're about done, and he said, Bill, don't you ever say anything contrary to me again in that newspaper. And you know what I said?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Sorry about that.
My first encounter with the senator was a little more gracious. It was his birthday, actually, the day I started in his office, and he handed me a plate of a birthday cake. So mine was a little bit more welcoming than yours.
Well, Richard Shelby, how long did you work for him, by the way?
It was just up in the summer. Well, I worked actually here in the Huntsville office for a summer, okay. And then worked up in D.C. in his office, so had a couple of stints there.
Yeah, well, he was a very important man to the state of Alabama, without a doubt.
Yeah, tell everybody, you've worked for some of the big names here. You worked for Rich Shelby, you worked for Jeff Sessions. How did that color your training and your focus now that you're after a seat of your own?
Sure. Well, those guys, really, you look at what, and specifically Richard Shelby, what he's done for this state, that guy was a workhorse. He was not a show horse. He was one that operated behind the scenes. He got things done. He was the chairman of the appropriations for a period of time, was on appropriations for a long time. And a lot of the buildings around here, Redstone success, is a lot to be credited to Senator Richard Shelby. And so you see how those guys really build those relationships, how they focus on things that move this state and this nation forward. And I took that to heart. I'm not some guy that's going to get out there and be the flashy headline, but I'm one that wants to get behind the scenes, do the hard work, do the research, build the relationships, the partnerships to make sure that we represent this district down in Montgomery well and the state as a whole to make sure that we continue focusing on those big ticket items. And so those gentlemen did it in a great way. Mayor Battle's certainly been one, and watching him do the deals behind the scenes for the economic development project, he knows when to push and when to pull. He knows how to protect this community. He knows when to grow it and how to grow it. And so just watching, you know, those types of leaders work has been invaluable, and I've certainly taken those lessons to heart and hope to implement some myself.
Well, now, how much, again, you and I have this common bond. I was the executive officer of the home builders in Birmingham, but they didn't have a governmental affairs guy like you were, mm-hmm. so that's what I did too. How much did working in governmental affairs for a trade association, because, well, folks, if you don't know what that is, a trade association is like a trade union. It's just the difference is that in a trade union, all the employees are pretty much under one roof, or at least under one company. In a trade association, it's just what it says. It's where associated industries unite under one roof to try to make things happen for the common cause of that industry, which in our case was home building. And one of those things was having to work with a lot of local, state, and even federal politicians to make sure the industry got a fair break. So how did that type – that's what you did, right?
That's right. And so that experience really taught me of how many details there are behind the scenes that a lot of folks don't truly have the – you know, maybe not have the opportunity to understand or see firsthand. You know, getting regulation removed or added, it's a process. You've got to work your relationships with – if it's here locally, the city council – with those department heads, and you've got to come with the data that backs up if there's a change you're wanting to see. You've got to have the homework provided, the blueprint to how it's going to look, and if there's going to be a funding mechanism, how it's going to be funded. And so you see that, hey, we all want lower housing, but what's the pathway to lowering the cost of housing? And that's removing a lot of the red tape, the regulatory burdens, improving the workforce. So seeing those things in action behind the scenes and what work and the groups and the men and women that are out there fighting for that, how that negatively or positively impacts them, it really gives you a sense of pride in what you're doing. And now you look at what I'm running for the state senate, that was just one industry. As a state senator, you get exposure to a wide range of industries. And so I'm very excited about making those relationships, doing that work again, like I mentioned, and really learning a whole range of things that make this state go and how we can produce up here for North Alabama.
Well, let me ask you this. I'll hearken back to my home builders days. I'm sure, I don't know if you were on board or not when we passed the home builders licensure board, but one of the things I distinctly remember was going down to Montgomery, and there were a lot of people from some of the rural areas who were protesting. They didn't think builders needed to be licensed, and I was obviously one of those who was working for that industry, and this old boy in blue jeans came up to me and said, on this licensing thing, are you for it or against it? And I told him I was for it. So how tell us how hard it is or how easy it is for you to relate to the general public, to listen to what they have to say. And if it's, let's put it this way, if it's a good thing, acknowledge it. Or what happens when somebody comes up to you and they're obviously don't know what they're talking about, or they're espousing some point that you say, well, to yourself, you say, well, this is ridiculous, but I can't just tell this person this is ridiculous. How do you deal with the general public when those things happen? And I'm sure when you're knocking on the doors, it happens.
We get our fair share of opinions at the door, good and bad, and all in between. But I think first and foremost, you set out to listen to your constituency, no matter what their cause is or what issue they're bringing to you. Everybody's got value in their voice, and you want to listen to their concerns and their issue, and that's how you learn. But also, I'm being elected to go down there and use judgment and discernment, and I've got to take a wide range of opinions and data points to make a good educated decision and an educated vote down there. And a lot of that comes from just your everyday citizen that you're having a conversation with. So the more I can get out there and meet folks, the more groups I can get in front of and just sit back there and again, build that relationship and listen to their needs, the better I can go down there and represent the needs of this district. So I start from that point. Obviously, you're going to get some asinine things, but man, I tell you what, you're talking about the guy in the blue jeans that was in rural Alabama that came up to you. I've learned quickly growing up in rural Alabama myself that some of those guys are whip smart and have a lot of common sense. You better buck up and listen to them because they know a thing or two.
They know a thing or two because they've seen a thing
That's
or
right.
two, as they say in the insurance commercials. So what are some of your core values that you think you're going to be bringing, that not you think, that you better be more than thinking what your core values are? What are your core values that you bring to the state senator's job?
Well, I think first and foremost is being willing to do the work. It's not just something, a title I'm going down there to do. I'm going down there to do the hard work for the folks of North Alabama. And I think the big thing that, and I've talked about this a little bit on the last show, is I think we've got to set a standard of excellence in this state. I think we've got to raise accountability and raise standards for all folks. I think you create a culture of excellence, and you start with your leaders down in Montgomery. If you can't hold them to a high level of standard, then we can expect that from our business. We can't expect that from our students, the next generation. We've got to set good policy and go about it in a smart way. And certainly I'm going down there in a way that's going to be someone that's going to build relationships across the aisle within my own party, with different groups down there. So I want to go down there and be a great team player and make sure that we're rowing in the same direction. But make no mistake, if it's something that's counter to production up here in North Alabama in my district, I'm going to go vote against it. I'm not going to go down there just to go along and get along. But I do think a lot of it is being a good teammate for the other members in that body, a good teammate for Coach Tuberville in the governor's office, and making sure that we're collectively going down there and focusing on the right things. So, again, that big picture items, that I think a lot of times we lose sight of what's happening in the day-to-day, just, you know, whatever the headline may come out. And I want to say, what are we looking at for the next 5, 10, 15 years out? Because that's how we've got to think. We've got to think long-term. We've got to think in decades in this state if we're going to produce at the level I know we're capable of.
Well, I think as a state senator, that's a very wise perspective to have, and I would translate that into, you have one of your core values is your work ethic. Any more you'd like to share with our listeners?
Another thing, too, is I'm going to go down there with a conservative, Christian faith-backed mindset. You know, that's how my worldview is, and I'm going to view policy through that. But that's also something that, you know, again, going back to the listening side of things, of being educated on the issues, being educated on where your electorate's at, and going down there and represent their issues. But I do have my worldview of how I apply a policy and how I look at things from a start. But again, it's a process, and there's a lot of data points that go into making a good decision, and there's going to be a lot of decisions to be made these next 4 years.
Well, now, in this state Senate race, I know I was really, frankly, kind of surprised by all the stuff that came out for the state House race, particularly James Lomax mm-hmm. and Mo Brooks. Are you planning a television campaign also, or is that you think that's necessary for your race?
Yeah, no, we're going to look at every angle of getting our name and our message out there. Obviously, TV is just one of those. We'll certainly, I know for sure, we're going to be knocking doors from now through November, so that's something we're not going to let up on. That was obviously one of the hottest races, and James is a friend of mine, and he's done well down there this previous 40 years, and look forward to working alongside him if I'm successful. But, you know, a campaign, there's a lot of different angles, a lot of new avenues to get that message out. But, again, it's going in where folks are, and that's the doorstep, and I think that's second to none. So that's going to be a priority for us from now.
Well, now, one thing.
We would discourage you from doing the busting down the door with a shotgun commercial.
You don't want me to?
We'd steer you away from that one.
Oh, I've got some nice deer mounts and stuff I could bring out. Some guns that we could check all those boxes. Yeah, great.
You need to learn how to shoot skeet. That seemed to be like one of the, I guess it started with Meemaw Ivy saying she was a pistol packing granny. And
I'm not going to compete with her on shooting. She's a fierce lady.
She was a high, ain't no step, a high step.
That was a good one.
Lots of gunshots going on in the last commercial round. And thank God that's over. But right now, if people want to connect with you and say, what's John Roberts all about, other than the day that you show up on their doorstep, do you have any a schedule of like speaking engagements or anything coming up? And if so, how do people find those?
Well, first and foremost, you can go to our website, johnrobertsal.com. There's my list of priorities on there. And then my social media, there's different things we'll post, whether it's, activity like today, here on an interview or different events. Some things that we're going to be doing throughout the district is some neighborhood house parties. We've got a list of supporters that are going to invite their friends and neighbors, just a small gathering, 20, 30 folks, and just get to know people on a neighborhood-by-neighborhood basis. We've got a young professional event. I'm 34, and so we see that
so as... So that still qualifies as a young professional.
I think technically
I guess I'm an old professional, right?
An OP, so that's good. But, I do think that's a needed opportunity out there for us to capitalize on, that a lot of the younger generation have sat on the sidelines, specifically outside the presidential election. So I think it's incumbent on us to get those folks out to the polls. And, you know, we're raising young families here in this district, and I want to make sure that young families have the opportunity to thrive, that we create the conditions for them to be successful, whether it's, you know, child care access and costs, great healthy school systems, safe communities. Those things are either valuable to anybody in North Alabama, but specifically the young families that are trying to raise that next generation. So we're trying to reach them, and hopefully some events like that will help that cause.
Well, you know, one of the things that we saw in our last election, and it was bad in the primary, it was horrible in the runoff, is voter turnout. Mm-hmm. And so are you going to try to focus on getting folks to come out and vote for this, especially since, you know, one good thing about being in a primary is your name gets noticed. And one bad thing about being in a primary is not being in the primary is you didn't get your right. name wasn't out there, and you're having to start. You got more time though, but
yeah, we've got to work, you know, overtime to get the name out because we did not have, you know, the same access and opportunity to go out and spend those dollars and meet folks in the primary season. So we've got to make sure we get that our name out in front of the people of North Alabama. So you know, that's one thing for us is I think we've got to go and hit them with the right message at the right time. And so that's right now you're talking about TV and everything, but again, it's analyzing what opportunities, because right now a lot of folks don't know my name, and so we've got to get in front of them. And so that's what the priority is here in the next few months. And if you hadn't had the opportunity to meet me, I assure you that we're coming to your doorstep in District 2, and there'll be messaging that'll be arriving in your mailbox and on your phone and other avenues.
Well, let me ask you this. I'll put you in a hypothetical situation. I am the person who will – by the way, have you ever seen the movie Swing Vote?
Yes, the one vote.
The one vote. I'm the swing vote. Yep. I'm in the elevator with you, and I'm saying, John, I'm on the first floor. I'm going to the sixth. Why should I vote for you? Tell me your central campaign message.
Just what I was hitting on earlier, that we've got to raise the standard of excellence in this state. You look at the comparison that everybody can understand is Coach Nick Saban came into the Alabama football program, and it was not that culture of excellence and the high standard that that program had known previous. He set a standard. It wasn't about having the best recruit or the best infrastructure. It was about setting that culture that we're going to demand a level of excellence here in this state and have that standard set. I think for us, we need to hold our businesses, our education, our leaders to that same standard. You know, that's not just something that's reserved for the football field. If we want to change the trajectory of this state for the next 30 years, it starts with creating a culture and a standard of excellence. And so that's one thing I'm after. And then one thing, there's a lot of swing vote in North Alabama. This is a very purple district. And so I would encourage you to take my opponent and myself and compare us, but also make an educated vote for your district. You may want to vote at the top of the ticket differently, or you may feel one way about the president. But at the end of the day, this is going to be a supermajority Republican state legislature. There's going to be a Republican governor. You want someone that's going to have a seat at that table in the room when education dollars are being allocated, when road dollars are being allocated, that make sure your voice in our district is represented. This is not the time for a protest vote just because you don't like what's happening in D.C. Make the right decision for your district and someone that's going to make sure that we get results.
Couldn't have said it better myself. I think you're right. So, in other words, what you're saying is, and by the way, I did a little monologue on that before you showed up, just talking about the disparity that people have between the two political parties. And my conclusion was, you know, look at the issue, not the person. And if you look at how the person stands on the issue, you'll be well off in the future. So what are I know everybody looks at North Alabama and they look at this area and we say, oh, wow, wonderful. Everything's great. And there are things that are going on that's really, really good. But how can you as a state senator help improve things? Like, as an example, I-565, which is definitely a good thing and a bad thing. It's a good thing that we have it. It's a bad thing that it has some horrible intersections. Can you help influence that as a state senator?
Sure. There's certainly some ways to influence that. Ultimately, a lot of that decision is made from the governor's office and whoever the Alabama Department of Transportation director is. We do anticipate getting a new ALDOT director with a new administration. So I think collectively with the other members of the delegation up here, they've got to understand the needs of North Alabama, and that we're going to get the greatest ROI. If you want to get a return on your investment in the state of Alabama, you want to spend that here in the North Alabama region. We're going to take that dollar further than anywhere else. And right now, that balance is unfair. I mean, we're looking at every dollar we send down to Montgomery on road infrastructure dollars, we're getting 32 cents back. That's not responsible for the first and second fastest growing counties in the state of Alabama, which are the two in Madison County Limestone that I'll represent. So we've got to go down there collectively and make sure our voice is in unison to bring those dollars back. And so that growth is something that's happening, but it's something that we've got to manage properly and make sure we don't outshoot our infrastructure. And a lot of that piece of the puzzle comes out of Montgomery, so we've got to do our role to bring that home.
Well, now, one thing that's a hot topic, and one of your possible future colleagues, Sam Gavan, spoke about this the other day, is data centers. Mm-hmm. And give us your take on data centers, because frankly, you know, as Forrest Gump would say, I am not a stupid man, but I don't get the big argument about, well, you know what? We're going to need to take – can you hang on for sure. A few more minutes? Well, Brian, whenever you get able, let's go ahead and take a break, and we'll come back with senatorial candidate, State Senator John Roberts.
You're listening to The Point with Bill Crawford on Talk Radio WZZN.
Bill Crawford here for the Regenesis Stem Cell Center, the place to go for golfers' elbow pain. Traditional treatments require significant time away from the golf course and often don't work. Dr. Charles Lee can treat golfers' elbow using platelet-rich plasma extracted from the patient's blood and get you back on the golf course after a two-hour visit. Golfers' elbow can be permanently eliminated for a fixed price of $585. Golf season is here. Enjoy pain-free golf with just one visit to Regenesis.
Take it right to the edge with Donato's Pizza. That's right, with Donato's, they don't waste any space. And if you're going to put 100 slices of pepperoni on a pizza, you need to go edge to edge. And that provolone cheese is smoked and aged in Wisconsin. All of Donato's produce comes from right here in the Tennessee Valley as well. And Donato's is more than just pizza. Check out the subs, calzones, and wings as well. Two locations in the valley to serve you, in Madison on Madison Boulevard and in Huntsville on the South Parkway. Donato's Pizza.
The ultimate golf experience is waiting for you at The Golfus. For a limited time, you can get an unlimited membership for only $99 a month. Hit balls on the range, play any of our 2,000 golf courses, have a graduation party, or host a corporate event. For all the details, go to thegolfus.com. We have two locations in Huntsville and a location soon coming to Hughes Road in Madison. That's thegolfus.com.
PLG's Next Level Software team tackles your automation bottlenecks, saving our customers precious time and money.
This resource is unique to Huntsville and Birmingham, and I urge you to ask about it.
From the largest to the smallest companies, TLG is here for you.
TLG is doing the right thing for all aspects of your company. Just ask anyone.
I'm attorney Gary Lackey. I know your accident is the real thing, and they happen to real people.
I'm attorney Justin Lackey. There's a lot of talk right now about bigger, but when you've had a wreck, is bigger better?
I'm attorney Jennifer Lackey. Do you want to be just a case number?
With offices in Huntsville and Scottsboro, we take the time to help.
The Lackey Law Firm. The Lackey Law Family. 1-800-4-RIGHTS.
No representation is made that the quality of the legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Welcome to Southern Wagyu Steakhouse and Meat Market in Huntsville. From hand-cut premium steaks and chef-crafted Southern favorites to phenomenal made-from-scratch desserts and restaurant-quality meats you can take home, every meal is made with passion and served with genuine Southern hospitality. Join us for lunch or dinner, attend a monthly five-course supper club, or stop by to stock up your grill. You'll see that we deliver excellence from prep to plate. Southern Wagyu Steakhouse and Meat Market, corner of Highway 72 East and Jordan Road. Come taste the difference.
Tom Abraham here for my longtime friend Mike Owen of Owen Home Appliance. You know, Mike has over 25 years experience in the appliance industry, and since 2017, Owen Home Appliance has served customers in the Tennessee Valley with a focus on quality products, affordable prices, and excellent customer service. Owen Home Appliance prides themselves on community involvement as well, sponsoring local teams and events while making sure that you get the right appliance at the right price. Visit their highly interactive showroom in Lacey Springs, just 8 miles south of the river on 231.
Your Fox 54 update.
I'm Chief Meteorologist Jordan Dressman, a partly sunny to mostly cloudy sky this afternoon. Temperatures climbing into the upper 80s and lower 90s. A passing shower might also be possible. We drop into the lower 70s as we head into the overnight. More cloud cover again for your Thursday. We are going to be a little bit cooler on Thursday afternoon. Temperatures only climbing into the mid and upper 80s.
Your Fox 54 forecast, only on Talk Radio
WZZN.
Welcome back, everybody. We're having a good conversation here with State Senator candidate John Roberts. And John, one thing I want to ask you before we get back into the issues. I just came back from a week at the beach with my family in a big, huge house. And there were little kids running around everywhere. One of them was like my grandson, who's actually now a one-year-old bobcat. And you got a four-year-old and a 10-month-old. How are you going to balance that family and that work when you're both here and working in Montgomery? You got to have a good team at home, I assume.
Oh, I've got an all-star wife that has taken a lot of that load right now of handling the home front. It's all day, every day with little ones. But I think, you know, I talked to one of our members in the congressional delegation of the state's got kids around my age, and I asked one of them, what did your dad do when he was serving and you were growing up? He said, my dad took us everywhere. We were places we may not should have been. We weren't ever told we couldn't go somewhere by our dad. He brought us everywhere. And so I took that to heart, and so I was like, I'm going to try to take my kids everywhere I can within reason. You know, right now with the little ones, it's a little hard to get some places, but as they grow up a little bit, if I'm able to serve, I'm going to bring them to the State House. I'm going to let them be a part of conferences. I'm going to let them tag along. I think it's just a neat opportunity for them to grow up in that environment. So we're excited about that opportunity.
Well, that is a cool answer, and I think that's probably going to be a lot of fun for all of you guys. So good luck with that. I mean, it's kind of, you ever know who Nate Bargatze is?
Yeah, he's hilarious.
Yeah, he has one routine where he says that he babysitted a guy's little girl, and it was he brought his little girl to a guy, and she was like handing him an angel, and he brought a 11-month-old, and it was like a bobcat. And that's, I know, I just was spent a week with a bobcat, but he's my bobcat.
That's so right.
So let's talk a little bit about some more of the issues, like the electrical grid. You know, one of the things that's a hot button topic nowadays is data centers, yep. Because it seems like people tend to think that there's not going to be enough power for both the business residents and this big power sucking thing called a data center. What's your thoughts on that? Are we okay? Or those things need regulating?
I mean, that's certainly a hot button issue. And you actually led with where I think we need to be addressing a lot of our attention right now is it's just our power availability. I think we've got to really pursue all power opportunities. We are right now, we do have a little bit of struggle of just having enough availability and capacity to grow at the pace that we need to up here. And so looking at whether it's the small modular reactors with nuclear capability, more natural gas, I want to make sure we grow that pie larger so that way when there are opportunities, whether it's the next Mazda Toyota or a data center, that they have the opportunity to come in, they've got the power availability without it impacting the rate payer in a negative way. I think first and foremost, that's something we're sensitive to about on the data center is making sure that, you know, already the cost of living is going up drastically. So making sure we don't put a burden on any of the ratepayers of North Alabama. That's first and foremost. But looking at it, I think a lot of the data centers, you know, they can come in, and if there's accountability and transparency in that process, then we can be for it. You look at Meta Data Center here in Huntsville, what they've done for our local community. They're a great community partner. They've put a lot of money back into the schools. They've been responsible of how that infrastructure was set up. So I just want accountability from these groups. I want to make sure they're coming in. They're not adding to the power burden, that they've got the closed-loop water systems that are self-cycling and not taking away from the water capacity here, and that they're not adding any costs. And in that process, I want it to be transparent. If they're entering into an NDA with a local community, that process needs to be, from the company side, needs to be transparent of what they're doing, what they're going to add to the power grid, how they're going to support the local community, what the tax revenues are going to be, and how they're going to be a good steward and a good partner here. Not just come in and say, hey, here's a piece of land. I'm not going to work with anybody other than the powers that I need to work with to get it set up. I want to make sure they're cognizant of how they impact the community and make sure it's not in a negative way. If it is, then we need to pass on it and not accept that.
Well, now, is this the data centers? I know right now it's not under the purview of the Public Service Commission, but people such as Jim Ziegler have said, hey, mm-hmm. I want to keep an eye on those guys. Is that actually who needs to watch over data centers, or should it be the municipality or the state government, or who?
I think it's a combination thereof. I think there was a bill passed this last legislative cycle that did give the Public Service Commission some oversight to that process more than they had previously. There's also going to be they're going to bring in the new administration a Secretary of Energy. That's going to be the first time that position.
Right.
And so there's going to be a little bit more accountability, a little bit more ownership in that space. So I think there's some levers the state's going to be able to pull to make sure there's accountability, but not at the expense of the local municipality. I'm a big believer in letting the locals decide what's best for their own community. I think the state can be a good partner in setting up good guardrails and helping with that process. But ultimately, the local decision-making process needs to happen with the local municipalities, and we need to give them that authority.
See this little goofy-looking ink pen right mm-hmm. here? This you can't see it on the radio, obviously. It's my breast cancer ink pen that it's lucky. It's been good with me. I've had it for 14 years. If that ink pen could write a bill and it would automatically be passed and I gave you the pen, what would that bill be?
I think it's the transparent process of showing exactly what the impacts are, and that there's a clear roadmap that they're not going to add added capacity on the local ratepayer. If you can prove that and that you're bringing it on your own water process, that self-cycling to the infrastructure there, then I think if we've put those parameters in place, then I'm for it. You know, again, I think it's some of these bad actors that come in at night and they don't go the process in the right way and they don't work collaboratively. Those are the ones that we don't want here.
Well, now, you touched on this briefly, and that's the modular nuclear reactors. Mm-hmm. I know the president signed some sort of bill to create 10 of those in the country, and I think one is dedicated to Alabama. Would that be something you would see possibly going into Browns Ferry in that area where there's some infrastructure there, although it's kind of antiquated?
Yeah, I think there's a possibility. A couple places, North Alabama, that I think would be better suited for it than Browns Ferry. One of those would be Bellefonte over in Jackson County. Okay. And then the other is just on Redstone itself. I think that those are the two viable options. You know, I think there's a couple dozen companies that are playing in that space right now. It's still a little premature. It seems like all data indicates that there's going to be some winners that come out of that. But what I think the real question is can they scale it at the level that it truly makes a difference? I think they're close to be able to produce some one-offs for certain pockets, but can they mass produce that at a level to really correct some of the overuse on our grid? And so I think Alabama is going to be well positioned with the assets of TVA. I think with obviously Redstone, there's a huge need and there's a military application there. I think we'll probably be a little quicker to a yes than some communities.
Okay, we got about a minute to go, and I'm going to give you the mic to tell our listeners why they should vote for John Roberts for the State Senate of Alabama.
I tell you what, I'm going down there with a young family in mind. I'm going down there with someone that's looking in, 10, 20 years out. I'm not going down there for just to get a title and go down there and hang out for a few years. I'm going down there to work for North Alabama. I've got great relationships with a lot of the local leaders up here. I work very well with them. I think we've got a real opportunity to capitalize these next 4 to 8 years. There's a lot of opportunity moving south. There's a lot of happening here in the state of Alabama. If we focus on the right things these next 4 to 8 years, I think you'll fast forward to the next 20 years and see that Alabama is one of the big winners in this country, and I'll be a part of that.
And your website is?
JohnRobertsAL.com.
And that's how people can find more. Hey, thanks for coming in today.
Thank you, Bill. Always a pleasure.
Oh, man, always. And so, Brian, I think I've ran over a little bit, but we can take a break and come back.
You're listening to The Point with Bill Crawford on Talk Radio WZZN.
Take it right to the edge with Donato's Pizza. That's right, with Donato's, they don't waste any space. And if you're going to put 100 slices of pepperoni on a pizza, you need to go edge to edge. And that provolone cheese is smoked and aged in Wisconsin. All of Donato's produce comes from right here in the Tennessee Valley as well. And Donato's is more than just pizza. Check out the subs, calzones, and wings as well. Two locations in the Valley to serve you, in Madison on Madison Boulevard and in Huntsville on the South Parkway. Donato's Pizza.
This is Bill Crawford, host of The Point on Talk Radio WZZN. I recently had a stem cell procedure on my right knee from Dr. Charles Lee of Regenesis. Stem cells are harvested from your body and readministered back into your body. This approach is painless, quick, and requires no lengthy rehab. My knee feels better already. Regenesis is located at 4025 Pepperwood Circle Southwest, Suite C, Huntsville, Alabama. Call 256-715-8193 or Google their website for more information.
The Orthopedic Center. It's in the name. TOC, the premier choice for all your orthopedic needs.
With over 40 physicians and 20 centers of excellence, TOC is the name to trust for complete, expert orthopedic care. And that word center, we mean it. With more than a dozen locations across North Alabama and the Tennessee Valley, TOC is in your community whenever you need us. As the state's largest orthopedic practice, TOC is built on trust, trust we've earned with every patient we serve. You can see that trust on the field, too, as the official sports medicine provider for the Huntsville Havoc, Huntsville City Football Club, Oakwood and Alabama A&M Universities. Thousands of athletes and coaches count on TOC to keep them in the game. From student-athletes to unexpected injuries, our urgent ortho clinics offer prompt, expert care, no appointment necessary. So remember, when it comes to your health and mobility, trust the name that says it all. TOC, helping you live a better life.
There's power in caring when it is put into action. Each year, our bankers serve on nonprofit boards, support our local educators, and volunteer with our hometown food bank. I'm Bobby Humphrey, Vice President of Business Development for Bryan Bank, and community service is just not a line item in our mission statement. It's who we are. Because after all, Alabama is our home too. That kind of commitment to community might not be what you would expect from a bank, but it's exactly what you can expect from us. Give us a call or stop by one of our two offices in the Huntsville area and experience unbeatable service and legendary results.
Bryan Bank, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS ID 2428943, member FDIC.
Have you tried indoor golf yet? You need to check out The Golfus. The Golfus is Huntsville's newest, nicest, and only multi-location indoor golf venue. Spend an hour on the virtual range working on your game or play more than 2,000 golf courses. Our grand opening pricing makes us the best value in town. And if you really love it, grab a limited-time, unlimited golf membership for only $99 a month. Get all of the details at thegolfus.com.
When you call most roofing companies, all you'll hear is, you need a new roof. Not when you call Fleming. At Fleming Roofing and Restoration, we're focused on your needs, whether it's an easy repair or a full roof replacement. Folks around here have trusted Fleming since 1965 for all their residential and commercial roofing needs. And as the area's storm damage experts, Fleming knows all the ins and outs of the insurance claims process. Log on FlemingHSV.com to schedule your free estimate today. Fleming Roofing and Restoration. We show up.
Great food and the best live entertainment is what it's all about at the Furniture Factory Bar and Grill. Head to downtown Huntsville every Tuesday for karaoke on the only outdoor karaoke stage in North Alabama. Thursday night is the Valley's longest running and biggest bike night. Food and drink specials, giveaways, and live music on the patio. And the Furniture Factory menu is fully loaded with options from steaks to salads, plus a whole lot more. Featuring a weekday happy hour that starts at 3, 619 Meridian Street, downtown Huntsville, and online at furniturefactorybargrill.com.
Your home of the Rocket City Trash Pandas is Talk Radio WZZN.
And I'm still hoping, waiting, praying, I did not die in vain.
Thank you, everybody, for listening today to The Point with Bill Crawford, producer extraordinaire Brian Temple, and in-studio guest senatorial candidate John Roberts. Always an interesting person to talk to. A little peek behind the curtain at tomorrow's show, what we're going to have in our Eyes on Washington segment with U.S. senatorial candidate Seth Burton. We're going to talk a little bit and get some of his thoughts on confidence at the ballot box and his thoughts on the SAVE Act, which is a pretty hot topic in Washington these days. And also, we're going to hear him talk about, and I'm just going to tease this, I'm not going to say what it is, the most important bill that most Americans never heard about Love to hear Seth's take on that. And for the second half of our show, we're going to have feature one of our sponsors, and that is Regenesis, Dr. Charles Lee, the guy who fixed my knee and who also can fix many things with his stem cell procedures. Love to hear him tomorrow, and we'd love to have you listen to us. And Brian
and Jordan Dressman's going to be here too.
Oh, that's right.
It's about 3 o'clock hour, so we'll get finally get it coordinated and get you ready for weather wise for the weekend. A busy day Thursday coming up. Tonight is Trash Pandas. We'll be on the air at 6:20 with pregame, 6:35 first pitch. The Knoxville Smokies are in town this week, so you want to join Josh Carey and the gang here on Talk Radio WZZN. And catch up with the Rocket City Trash Pandas.
And with that, folks, we're going to go ahead and say goodbye, and we'll be back tomorrow. Keep all of our servicemen in your thoughts and prayers, and be good to people.
And y'all look out for each other, would you?
There you go. We're out.
Because there ain't no doubt I love this land.
This is Talk Radio, WZZN.